أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's qudrat and His power in a different way with regards to the birds flying in the air. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about dominance that comes only through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's strength and power. And sustenance is such that if Allah holds it back, there is nobody that can grant a person his sustenance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reminded us about a person who is misguided, misled in this world. On the day of Qiyamah, he will walk on his face. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the capacity that Allah has granted us to understand the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah, to understand the existence of Allah, and in short, to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةِ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just create insan without any capacity, without any form of understanding, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such great powers. Allah has given us such great ni'mats by which we would be able to fathom and to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, Allah's power, Allah's might. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةِ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about three extremely great ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. Two of these ni'mats are the senses that Allah has given us. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made for you hearing. Allah has given you ears so that you could hear. وَالْأَبْصَارَ. And Allah has given you sight or vision or eyes so that you could see. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention the other senses that Allah has given us, the sense of touch or feel, the sense of smell, etc. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala suffices on these two very great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us insofar as the senses are concerned. And wal afida, and Allah has given you hearts. Now here Allah Rabbul Izzat has brought to our attention that these ni'mas that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us, when a person acquires knowledge, then there are these two senses that a person uses more than the other senses, and that is to hear and to see or to observe. So around us we can hear, we can see, we can observe the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْأَفْئِدَةِ. And of course, thereafter we use our hearts to think, we use our hearts to perceive, we use our hearts to understand. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that the complete capacity Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. What we were supposed to do was to utilize these two senses and all the other senses, to utilize the heart and all the other organs and limbs and everything else to appreciate the greatness of Allah, to utilize it in observing the commandments of Allah, in making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But qalilam ma tashkurun, very little do you appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two ways of looking at this part of the ayat, that very few human beings have used these capacities, these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to appreciate, or we very little we use these organs, these senses, to appreciate the ni'mat of Allah. And the ultimate of this is that we need to use every Allah-given resource to appreciate the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is He, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has scattered you in the earth. There is no other being that has done this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has scattered man in different parts of the earth. وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And to Him is the resurrection, to Him is the gathering on the day of Qiyamah. No matter where a person may be, a cave of a mountain, a cave within a cave, wherever a person may be in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His power, His might, Allah Rabbul Izzat is going to return us on the day of Qiyamah, and we are all going to be gathered on the day of Qiyamah. So man should not forget that being engaged in this world, man forgets the resurrection, man forgets that he is going to be brought in front of Allah and gathered on the day of Qiyamah. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about especially the Quraysh at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and man in general, that they say, in other words, they ask, when shall this promise come? In other words, the promise of the day of Qiyamah. Now they used to do this mockingly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if there is a day of Qiyamah, when is it going to come? If it, there is a day of Qiyamah, then why doesn't it come sooner than later? And in this way, they would mock Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in kuntum sadiqeen, O Muslims, if you are truthful in this claim of yours about the day of Qiyamah. The response to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Certainly the knowledge belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All knowledge belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but more especially here, the knowledge of the day of Qiyamah, that is only in the hands of Allah, only belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give man, and hence Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept that as a secret, and there is no one that shares this secret with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown the signs of the day of Qiyamah, the major signs, the intermediate signs, the minor signs of the day of Qiyamah, and it is by this that we will have an idea of the coming of the day of Qiyamah. But nobody can pinpoint exactly when this day of Qiyamah is going to come. Such is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. And certainly I am a manifest, I am a clear warner. That our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to warn us about the day of Qiyamah, about the coming of Qiyamah, the accountability, the standing in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the one of the duties and the functions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which obviously our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had executed. So in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that there is absolutely no excuse insofar as the recognition of Allah is concerned. Our iman, our yaqeen in Allah, our tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness, Allah has given us that capacity to understand and realize all this. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa